Welcome back to the Press Box on Breeders' Cup Saturday, and my guest, as always, on our racing preview show, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzzy, Breeders' Cup Saturday, has there ever been a more beautiful weekend in Kentucky in November?
Come on, let's go. It has been outstanding, and we are looking forward to a great day of racing and helping you as well. And before we get going, we want to remind everybody that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. We'll have fans back when this thing comes back in a couple of years. But you made the point, Gene, that in 15, you and I have seen a lot of events in Lexington. Nobody did it better than Lexington did with the Breeders' Cup. But, I mean, it was cold. That Saturday, it was cold by the time the Classic went off. But like you said, beautiful weather. And speaking of temperatures, Gene McLean, hot on Friday. Three winners on Breeders' Cup Friday. And so before we start talking about the Classic today, my friend, kind of give me your 30,000-foot takeaway from what we saw on day one of the Breeders' Cup.
Well, Buzzy, you know, you saw all the two-year-olds run on Friday. And, you know, I enjoy watching the future stars because, you know, they collected points for the Derby. They collected points for the Oaks. And we got an absolute snapshot of what the future may be and some of the top and talented horses to come along. You know, we saw Aunt Pearl win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, and she just was so amazing. She went the first quarter in 22 and change, which is almost suicidal. She went the half in 47 and change, and she still had enough left going a mile and a 16th over the grass, take her back a mile over the grass. She had enough to win by 2.5. I mean, just a power performance by Aunt Pearl, trained by Brad Cox. We got to see Elusive Quality, another Brad Cox horse, win the juvenile. A son of Tappet, and certainly has the pedigree to be a Kentucky Derby contender. And, of course, we saw Vexius win the juvenile fillies in an upset over Princess Noor and Simply Ravishing. So we had a little bit of a spice, a little bit of spark. We had a little bit of everything on Friday. Sets us up perfectly for a great card and maybe one of the deepest and most talented classics in the history of the race, Buzzy.
Okay, so let's talk about it. It's the $6 million Long Jeans Breeders' Cup Classic, a mile and a quarter, grade one, three-year-olds and up. And as you said, Gene, it is just an incredible field top to bottom.
Yeah, I mean, you got the three Baffert horses on the outside, Improbable, Maximum Security, and Authentic, this year's Kentucky Derby winner. You know, all three of them have the credentials to win this race. So, you know, Maximum Security coming back to Kentucky, the only disqualified winner in the history of the Derby. You know, redemption for him, maybe. You know, you've got Improbable, who was many called the next Justify. You know, he went through some trials and tribulations in his own right, but now has found kind of that path to success. But you know, Buzzy, I mean, it's a great field. You got Tom's Diatot, one of the most talented. He's 7 years old now, and kind of the old man, that long tooth of the race, and he's got great credentials. Has a win over this track at Keeneland. You've got Kiss the Law coming back, and that's the horse I'm going to land on. Buzzy, you know, I spoke highly against using Kiss the Law on top in the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, you did.
New York Red had won the Kentucky Derby only once in the first 145 years, and it was won by Barclay Tag in the same connection as Kiss the Law. I just thought the history of the race was against him, and I didn't think he really enjoyed that track all that much. Got lucky and was right that day because I did pick Authentic to win the Derby. But, you know, I do think he fits this track. He's trained great. I think he's had a little break between races. I think Tis the Law, if they will have me back on the bandwagon after speaking against him so forcefully in the Derby, I think Tis the Law is the horse to beat in this year's Classic.
Okay, so we've got that now. But the thing about the Breeders' Cup races for me is the deep fields, the way you can play it, and the opportunity for big scores. So the question is, how do you play it, my friend?
Well, you know, I had some success on Friday by kind of taking my top pick and putting it over and under the all button. So we hit 94 to one shot there in the juvenile, running second. Had another horse that was 74 to one, ran second. So we had some pretty good luck on Friday by using that all-impressive handicapping tool called the all button.
The all button.
But, you know, when you get a winner and then you got a big long shot under or over, you know, you can hit some pretty good scores. We hit that juvenile race, that exact, I paid nearly $300 for it for a $1 play. So I'm going to go the same route here, Buzzy, to some degree. I'm going to use this one, obviously, on top. I think that I'm going to be using kind of a him and Maximum Security. I think Maximum Security gets a break from the racing gods. Both of those, I want to box Tizzleball, Tom's Diatot, and Maximum Security in one exacta. And then I'm going to use Tizzleball and Maximum Security over and under the all button here. You know, I think there's some really good races that set up for a nice late pick three. So I'm going to key on Tizzleball, Maximum Security in the basically in our last leg. We're going to pass the baton. We're going to kick home with Tizzleball, Maximum Security, and hope that we can hit some in the horizontal plays as well.
Well, if you hit that all button, then Authentic will be in there as well. I'm just the DLS, and I don't know anything, but I just love the story for myracehorse.com and all the guys over at Starlight. And I'm hearing that they believe that this horse is sitting on another big effort, and we shall put a shekel or two on that.
Well, you know, I love it when you get so bold that you jump out there and you take a position and a stand, because we know how reserved you normally are in all
yes.
this political.
Well, and think, the thing about that is people like me would normally be a little bit hesitant to do that after the infamous Thunder Snow pick, but he came back to right the ship, and so I just think Authentic's going to have another big one today, but we will put that money down and see what happens. Now, remember, Gene's picks for the Breeders' Cup card today, pressboxlts.com under the handicapping tab, and believe it, you want to listen to him much more than you want to listen to me. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean, I'm going to change it up just a bit. May the horse be with us. And I always want it to be with you, but today, let it be with us.
Well, we're going to be together, my friend. You bring the lovely Donna, and we're going to have a beautiful day. Match this weather. Match this great racing. Have a wonderful time with friends and family, and I can't wait to see you, my friend.
Same here. Love you, brother. See you soon.
See you soon, brother. Take care.